Thank you for subscribing to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. With our vision for the year being stronger and stronger, we pray that this message strengthens and equips you for the work of the ministry that God has called you to. Let's join one of our pastors now.
For years, I have watched businesses. I don't know if you watch how things operate, but I always watch businesses, and I just got something in me that I like to see how things operate. And I've watched them, and I've watched them, and I've watched them, and as I've watched businesses, I've seen over my lifetime businesses that grew into giant corporations and were major successful. And I've seen other businesses that I thought, man, they've got something really happening here. And next thing you know, they're closed. I don't know if you've seen any of that. If you've lived any time at all, I'm sure you have. Businesses that were once thriving, now are not, or businesses that you appreciated or enjoyed going into, and now they're not even there anymore. The reason why I like to watch this is because I've seen life and how it works with principles, with laws, and it don't matter who you are. If you do this, this works. If you don't do this, this won't work. I am just continuing to day in and day out see how God's word speaks very clearly, plainly to God's people that if you'll live by his mandates and what he says, it works. And when you don't, it doesn't. And I've seen that just in businesses. If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 10, or you have your smartphone or your tablet or whatever you look up scripture on. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right." God shows no favoritism in every nation, wherever you are, anywhere in the world, wherever you find yourself, he accepts those that fear him and do the right thing. And so there's two points there that you've got to understand. If you're going to live being accepted by God and you being a recipient of his promises, you've got to have him in the right place. There's got to be a reverence, a fear, a understanding who God is, and you got to do what's right. You got to do what's right. The Bible's real clear here in different passages, or not different passages, in the same passage, in different translations of the Bible, it says God shows no favoritism. God's no respecter of persons. God shows no partiality. And then he shows how he doesn't do that. He doesn't show that. He accepts you into his promises and his plan for your life. You've got to get that. If you fear him and do the right thing. So we understand that. And you go, well, that's why I'm in church today. I'm doing the right thing. I fear God. I have him in the right perspective. Good. Then you can be a recipient of his promises. Are y'all happy about that? Come on, I'm glad about that today. To each is given, though, different talents, different giftings, and different measures. And for years, you know, you can take this verse and say, well, God is no respecter of persons, and I get that. But a lot of times we think, okay, well, if God's no respecter of person, then there's no reason why I can't just try out for American Idol and be America's idol. I mean, I ought to be able to do that because God's no respecter of person, so everybody should do that. That's why we think everybody should get the trophy. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody's a winner. Now, being accepted into the promises of God, everybody's a winner if you fear God and do the right thing. All right, so we got those two things. But here's what I want you to understand. There is a difference in what he hands out. And wait a minute, I'm just confused here. If God's no respecter of persons, then I ought to have everything Melanie can do. I ought to be able to do everything Melanie can do. God's no respecter of persons. I ought to be able to get up here and be just as funny as Josh. Because God's no respecter of persons. Everybody ought to think of me the same way as they do so-and-so. I ought to be able to go back there and wire that building because no, God's no respecter of persons. See, here's the thing. I want to talk about a principle today, and before I get into the actual word, I want you to know that the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. Would you agree with that? You can usually tell what somebody's going to do tomorrow when you see what they've done for the last 3 years. You can just kind of tell that. Now, that can be a terrible statement or that can be a great statement, depending on what you've done the last 3 years. You know, that God's got a great plan for your life. I watch this all over God's creation in the animal kingdom. It is now October and we're getting really close to deer movement. Some of y'all are going to get really tired of deer stories, but this is what I do. And outside of here, when I'm for my enjoyment and prayer time, as I sit in a deer stand. And one of the things that I enjoy this time of year that doesn't happen during the summer is all of a sudden you start seeing deer everywhere. It's awesome. They show up right in your front yard, on your side yard, and in your backyard when you live in the country. Not the big ones, just the does that say, we're going to be out here. They're just kind of telling me that, so I get excited about going hunting, and here they are. But what I can tell you is, God designed them to behave a certain way. God designed them they're going to pattern themselves. And if you're a good hunter, you can pattern a deer, and you can find out when they're coming here. I mean, we live in a day and age of technology. You can have game cameras out. You can track their movement. You can fly over in a drone, not to hunt, but just look at them. And so you fly over in a drone, and you look at them, and I mean, you're seeing when deer are in certain parts of the air. And I love deer season, because it's just, to me, I can watch God just like I can with businesses. I can watch how he designed different patterns and behaviors. Now, sometimes they mess you up, don't they? Well, let me just say, God designed us to operate in a certain behavior pattern. God designed us to operate in a certain way. And I want you to know, I thought about today just bringing a table of things that would explain some of my point today. And I'm taking a long time getting there, but hopefully when I get there, you'll be like, okay, I got it. Because I'm putting all this stuff together. I have for years enjoyed watching my mom and my grandfather when they're going to the store wanting something. My mom will call me every once in a while or text me, hey, next time you're at Sam's, will you pick up, I know, fish and rolls. That's what she always wants me to pick up for at Sam's. Fish and rolls. Same thing, fish and rolls. And I just always have fish and rolls. And she don't have to even tell me what brand anymore. I know what brand. I know exactly. Because it's the same fish and the same rolls every time. You know, when Grandpa was alive and he lived here on this property and he would, for years, have us go into the grocery store for him, he didn't have to even give us a list. We knew what he used on a daily basis, and we knew what brands he wanted us to get. And I'm just telling you, if you came and gave him the wrong brand, he'd say, here, you can just have this. Now go back and get me what I need. And I'm good grief, you can deal with what? Coffee's coffee. Some of y'all are on Grandpa's behavior patterns already. Mom makes cookies. And my mom makes cookies that I enjoy eating, unless she doesn't have her exact ingredients to put in the recipe. And she's done that a few times and said, now I didn't have, so I substituted. And I'm like, just let me know when you get the real deal, because it ain't going to taste the same. Mom has made cheesecake before that's low carb. You won't like it. It's not good. It's not good. It needs carbs. Cheesecake needs carbs. It needs sugar. Now, when she makes it right, it's phenomenal. But see, there's certain ingredients that makes things work and other ones that don't. Well, I used to make fun of them all the time, and now when we go to the store, we know which aisles to walk down. There's only one peanut butter. It's called Jif. That's it. You can try others, but really, if you go into IHOP and ask for peanut butter, they're going to be in this little plastic package. Just start bringing your own. Just bring your own. For years, that's what I've done. I go to IHOP to eat pancakes, and I'm going to bring my own Jif. Because I don't understand. Yeah, it makes everybody, don't go to IHOP if you have a problem with that, because that's just what I'm going to do. See here, yeah, I've got certain things. Now, when I go and buy coffee, I have grown to really like the McCafe or whatever you call it. It's kind of the McDonald's brand that they sell. But it's the best coffee. If you buy any other coffee, Grandpa and I always had this. He always wanted Maxwell House. So Maxwell House is not any good. But that's all he would want to drink. And so I'm now to a point where I realize that I now have certain things that you can just know that's what I'm getting. How many here can say I'm right there? Okay, good. And if you send somebody else shopping and they bring back the wrong brand, what do? You bellyache. You make them feel like they don't even know what they're doing. And I understand that. I understand that. But see, I got all these examples. We have the certain type of milk that we buy, certain type of juice, certain type of cheese. And if we get something different, one of us, my wife or I, one, are really frustrated. That's not what I want. That's not what we're going to use. See, because having the right thing at the right time, at the right place, brings peace into your life. It does. There's just a peace that comes along with Jif peanut butter. But here's the thing. The older I get, the more I look back and I realize there was a season where I would make fun of people like that, and now I am that. I would make fun of, you're so boring. Try something new. Try something new. Come on. You get the same thing every time you go out and eat. One of the most frustrating things for me in my whole life is McDonald's. The McRib sandwich is the best thing they've ever made in their whole career. And 1 week they'll have it, and then months it's gone. Right now we're in a season of it being gone. There's no McRib sandwich. And then they'll bring it back out. I'm like, why don't you do that with the Big Mac and leave the McRib alone? Frustrating. They don't have the same thing every time you go. There's a principle that I want to bring to life today. Across the country, people start businesses, and you see them open, you see them close. We were talking about that. One of my favorite restaurants in Nixa opened for a season and then closed. And I tried not to cry when they closed, but it was a sad day. I want to make sure that I'm successful, though, in life, and as I see how things operate, that I'm basing it on biblical principles. God has placed daily examples in front of me, and I want you to know that He expects us to use them. See, I want to gain principles from the Word on how things work, and I want to make sure what I'm doing is working so I'm not doing for nothing. Have you ever found yourself doing and you look back and go, that was for nothing? I can't stand that. Whatever I'm doing, I want it to be for something. I want it to be purpose-driven. And the thing is, God gave us talents, and He gave some this, and He gave some this, and He gave talents, and He gave a measure of them. And some people have a greater measure of the same talent. Well, God's no respecter of persons. Yeah, He gave the same talent, but He gave a different measure to another than He did another. And we've got to know this, that all talents, all the things that He gave, all giftings that He gave, come in different measures and come in different seasons and different times. And so God is very innovative in the way He does it. But God is also very consistent in the way He does it. And we've got to today marry these things because we can see the example in all of life. Why does one business open, stay open? Why does one not? Why does one business operate in this area and one business operate in this area? Why does one church do all of these ministries and another church do all of these ministries? Every church ought to do the same thing. Here's what I want to tell you today. There are different measures of giftings that are given out, but it's the same God who gives purpose to them all. Same God who gives purpose to them all. I want to today to talk about something. There's a word that has came alive for me, and I've been talking about it all morning, and we're going to get deeper into this, and I'm not answering the question of why the talents and why God's the same, and God's no respecter of persons, but I hope by the end of that I've answered that question. The word that I'm talking about today is predictability. 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 Big word. Fun word to say. Say it. Predictability. Fun. Fun. Isn't that fun to say? Some of you are like, no. Pastor, you're so weird sometimes. I am. But I sure have fun being that. Predictability is the fact of always behaving or acting in an expected way. It's the fact of always behaving or acting operating in an expectation. And if you really think about that, thousands of burger joints open and close every year. I've watched different ones open and change management and all this stuff. But then I've watched franchises go and open and go worldwide, and they're still continuing to grow. You don't go anywhere and not find a McDonald's. You can make fun of them all day long if you want. You can make fun of the McRib sandwich, and you're just messing with the taste of heaven if you're making fun of it. But here's the thing. They do a good job of telling you when the McRib's there. And every one of them mess with you on this. You'll find it in different parts of the country, and it's not in Springfield. I know when I was traveling all the time, I knew which towns had McRibs. And I was drawn to, you can see that I was. I shouldn't use food as my example all the time, but sometimes it just makes sense to us. The one thing I can tell you about McDonald's is you know and you can predict what you're going to get is going to taste like. See, you can predict what it's going to, when you think of, what, just think right now your favorite McDonald's. Some of you go, I don't have anything at McDonald's. Well, you haven't gone. You are predictable. And everybody's frustrated with you. Go out and live a little bit. I don't like anything from McDonald's. Try their caramel frappe. That'll make you dance a little. One thing about McDonald's is it's predictable. Cracker Barrel. I don't like Cracker Barrel. You haven't had their hash brown casserole. Predictable. It tastes the same whether you're in Kansas City, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in California or Missouri. Cracker Barrel's hash brown casserole is just, oh, it's good. Olive Garden. Not one of my favorite restaurants, but I can tell you their salad and breadsticks taste the same wherever you go eat them. And if they don't, you can send them back and they'll bring out another one and the next one will. I've not ever had to send them back because they just always taste like they're supposed to. The salad is exactly the same. Now, Olive Garden does a good job with this. They make a dish called stuffed mushrooms, and I will go there just for the stuffed mushrooms. They are really good. The mushrooms are stuffed, and I don't know what they stuff them with, but it's good stuffing. And you can eat it, and I'm just telling you, it's good. Red Lobster. How about them biscuits now? Come on. Am I getting anybody hungry? Yeah. All right, well, let's get off the foods. What about Walmart? Have you ever gone into a Walmart and seen a bunch of employees without blue vests on? You go into Walmart and people wearing blue everywhere. Blue or yellow, and yellow must mean a higher classification. But they got one of these two colors on, and I walk in and you walk down the aisle and you can't walk down the aisle without seeing a red sticker, and it sticks out to you and you're like, what's that? It's rollback. Rollback. Predictable. They're predictable. Home Depot, predictable. I know what brands they have, and when I don't want what brands they have, I know what brands Lowe's has, and I go to Lowe's. And when I get over to Lowe's and I need something delivered, I can go to Meeks. See, I can go to the different ones and I can find out, and I know who has what and what I can get where. And I just, something happens when we know what we're doing and we have an expectation and we go there and it's like, oh, this is so peaceful. This is so peaceful. I've never ever went to Walmart and they didn't have Jif peanut butter. See, they got them at every Walmart in every part of the country. Jif peanut butter is always going to be there. It's predictable. It provides a peace of mind, and it's a comfort food for me. It's comfort when you go in there. It's comfort when you go in and you know what they're going to have. You ever walked into a restaurant that you've never been to before? What happens? Unpredictable. It's unpredictable. I don't know what it's going to be like. And so you order something that you think will kind of be like something you've had at another restaurant, and then it gets out there and it doesn't even taste anything like it. What happens to you? I can tell you what happens. Your spouse looks over and said, why did you want to come here? Every once in a while you might get lucky and get, but it takes time to figure out what the best dish is. You have to order everything on the menu at some point. And then you can find out what your favorite. Does anybody have favorite dishes at favorite restaurants? See, that everybody does. And you understand exactly what I'm talking about. And when you go to a restaurant you don't know, it's unpredictable. And it produces anxiety, apprehension, amount of reluctancy, and worry, and even dread. And, oh, I wish I'd have went somewhere where I knew. When you go to Honduras, and I think everybody needs to go down to visit Alvin at some point. When you go to Honduras and you get off the plane, you are in a third world country and you will have just had some anxiety because you have never flown into an airport like that. There are certain airports you fly into all over the United States and you feel real comfortable and at peace and at ease, and you get on the ground and you're like, whew, that was a good flight. Everything went well. When you land in Honduras, you're like, you want to get out of the plane and go kiss the ground. Praise God, I made it. You know what I mean? It's just, you have to circle around this bowl that's the city of Tegucigalpa, and then you fly down. And I mean, it's not like you land. It's like you were shot out of the air and you did a crash landing. And you get down on the ground and you are grateful. And then you get off the plane and you walk into the airport and you're like, this is not America. This is a little different. This is weird. Come on. If you've been to Honduras, you know what I'm talking about. And there's Alvin with his arms open wide and a big old smile on his face. You're like, comfort food right there. Alvin's there, and he knows what food does for people. And I have never been there that we didn't get off the plane, and right across from the airport is Pizza Hut. And you think, well, why would you want to get to Honduras and go to Pizza Hut? Because he knows that the familiarity, the predictability of what you're going to get at Pizza Hut will produce a peace in you that will start your week out great. And so he takes you across the street and you go get stuffed crust pizza, and it tastes exactly the same as it does in the United States. You can get a Coke with ice and you enjoy it because that's your last good meal the whole time you're there. But you don't know that yet. You don't know that yet. That's what you, if you've been there before, you really enjoy Pizza Hut. You really enjoy it. And I just want you to know that it's the predictability that produces that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, I want to make sure you get this. When you see success, you can't say, well, these businesses just got lucky and it worked for them and it just don't work for others. No, the reason why is because 100% of the time, there's a reason people are successful. 100% of the time, when it's failing, there's a reason it's failing. I have been in businesses that I love their food, but I have said and I have made this comment, we better enjoy it while they're here because they're not going to make it very long. They're not going to make it very long. They don't have this principle working in their business. You know, God created life to work in a certain way, and it's the nature of God for it to work that way. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and the day before that. No. Today, all yesterdays, and forever. That's the way, that's right. Forever. He's the same. He's always been the same. He'll be the same today, and he's the same forever. Here's what you can know, church. Right is right, and wrong is wrong, and it will always be right, and it will always be wrong according to the way God is. God is predictable. Well, if God is predictable, then why did he give some this and some that? Because what you've got to know is he is innovative, but he is predictable. And this is where churches kind of miss this thing. See, I like it when I know what I'm going to think about something. To not know how to think about something confuses my mind. I like when people know what I'm going to think. I really do. I love it when people that are around me say, well, I can tell you what pastor's going to think about that. I can tell you what pastor's going to think. I like that. How about you? Do you like when people know what you're going to think about something? See, that's the nature of God. I know what God thinks about that, and so I probably need to stay away from that. Or I know what God thinks about that. I need to go pray for that person. When you know the nature of God, you know that he's predictable in so many ways because he's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. All right, so God's predictable. How many say, I agree, God's predictable. God's predictable. Yes, he's predictable. I almost fell. God is predictable. My balance isn't quite what it used to be. I mean, my bubble's still in the middle, but it's a bad. God is predictable. He knows that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's predictable. Then why does he do things different? Because his predictability is his nature, and it's the end result that's always the same. But the way that he does it sometimes is different. We are created in the image of God, and there's something inside of us that wants to know what's going to happen. There's just something in us that wants to know. There's a calming effect when you order a McRib. Because I know what it's going to taste like when I get it. Here's the mistake people make in life. See, we want predictability, but because God's innovated, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and we use different methods to bring the same results. He brings different methods to bring the same results, and we oftentimes forget that the result is the promise. The method is not the promise. The result is the promise. Now, think about that. It's the result. But we got churches all over the country that are caught up on the method. God's the same today. Yes, I agree. And his promises are always the same. But his methods change. No, they don't. God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. No. We are innovative. There was a day and time that there was God and no electricity. So we shouldn't have electricity because that's not the same God as yesterday. We got people preaching that. We got people thinking that. And it just amazes me how then we discredit God because, wait, if God's the same, then we can't change anything. But you can change the method. You're just not going to change the promise. The promise, what he says is sin is always sin. What he says is victory will always be victory. I've read the back of the book. We win. I'm signed up. I'm on the right team. Well, it doesn't look like we're winning right now. Just hold on. We're in the later part of the second half, and it's turning big time. So you got to think right about all this stuff. But we think God's not predictable, but he's very predictable. My first few years of marriage were not good. And I was going to say all this if my wife was here. She wasn't feeling well today, didn't want to make anybody sick, so she stayed home. Y'all pray for her. But she's praying for us right now. She was watching some preaching on TV as I was leaving, and she's here. But when we first started our marriage, you've heard me talk about this, and you've heard me say it. I realized there was something really strange about her, and she knew there was something strange about me. There wasn't a doubt. I mean, I thought I was all that. She goes, there ain't no way I could love you. You loved yourself too much. That's what she'd say about me. Because I had locks of hair down to my shoulders. Now, I still have hair on my shoulders, but it doesn't come from up here. Sorry, that didn't need to be said, but you kind of follow what I'm saying here. And so I had this gesture. And I'd walk up and hope she'd look at me. Because, I mean, she was all that, just like she is now. Woo. And so I finally talked her into going out with me. And I was like, this is the best day of my whole life. And then we got married. It was after going out a few times. And things didn't keep going the same. It's a little different. In fact, it started out pretty bad right on the honeymoon and then just got worse from there. We disagreed on everything. So I thought, I mean, I just couldn't find one. The only thing I could find is that she was okay with me eating peanut butter. That's it. But I like ketchup on everything, and she don't put ketchup on nothing. That was a food issue. And just it went downhill from there. It was bad all the time. And until one day, and it was several years into our marriage, about 8 years into our marriage, I started realizing that there were a couple of areas that we saw kind of alike on. And here's what I saw. We wanted godly kids together. She wanted them and I wanted them. I started thinking about some things. I wanted to do good financially. I wanted to handle money in a way that would produce financial results and benefits in our life. And you know what? She wanted the same thing. I started thinking and I talked to her. I'd really like to stay married. She said, me too. So we both wanted to stay married, even though we didn't know how. We wanted the same thing. I wanted to please God. She wanted to please God. You know, we both just had a different approach to the end result. And we get caught up so oftentimes on, well, I can't believe they moved those kneelers. I can't believe we painted it that color. I can't believe, come on, the end result, people are getting saved and discipled for the Lord Jesus. But we get caught up on all of these methods and the way we're doing something, and we lose the end result. Are you starting to get this? God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. God has different approaches on life. Moses, at the edge of the Red Sea, he's right backed up to it. What are we going to do? You know, I'm guessing Moses never thought about, hey, take your rod. Take your he never thought about a sea parting. I mean, when he did this and boom, never thought about that. God, we're kind of thirsty and we don't have any water. And I'm just guessing he never thought of a rock and a stick. See, I'm guessing Moses needing food in the desert, manna never was his answer. I'm just guessing. Disciples needing some food for people. Let's jump in the New Testament. Disciples are needing some food. We don't have any money. We got to get some food. There's a lot of people, Jesus. They're all hungry. We got to do something. I'm guessing they never thought about fishes and loaves just starting to magnify or duplicate. How is he doing this? See, we can't. You got to know God's very innovative. God's very innovative. God is also very predictable. See, he always met the need, but it wasn't always in a way that we expected it to be met. Come on, if you'll get this today, this will change your life. This will change your life. Blind people needed healed. Do you know what? Jesus met the need, but one time he spits in the mud. One time he lays hands on somebody. Another time, no touching at all. He just speaks the word and he's healed. See, every time it's different. How am I going to get my healing? I don't know, but you're going to get it. So I don't know. I don't know the method. I don't know how it's all going to work, but God's very predictable. They were all healed. God's predictable. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God is to bring life, a fulfilled, a satisfied, and abundant life. Jesus, just because it didn't happen exactly the way you might have thought it was supposed to happen, it still happened. Come on, that was... Just because it didn't happen the way it was supposed, you thought it was supposed to happen, it still happened. That's the promises of God. We get so caught up on, well, here's how it will have to take place. And we don't get caught up on the promises. God loves you. And people will think that, well, I can't be loved because of guilt, because of frustration. But God's word is clear. He's no respecter of persons and he loves you. See, that's the promise of God. He loves you. He sent Christ to die for you while you were still sinners. Two points today. One is, and you've already heard this, God is predictable. Did you get that? Please don't leave. I wonder what we talked about today. Today was real easy. Predictability. God is predictable. He's always for you and he always loves you. The second point is, we are created in God's image, and we need to get some predictability about us. People need to know that you're the same everywhere you are. I want to bring the application of this word into our own life. We've got to learn to be the same person wherever we are. Come on, church, we've got to be the same person. The problem is God's people aren't the same person at home that they are when they walk in on Sunday morning. They're not the same person as when they're around their church people as they are when they're around their family. They're not the same person when they're over here as when they're around here. Do people know that you're predictable? Do they know when they go over to your house how things will operate? Do they know when they look in your refrigerator what they'll find? Come on, do they know? Do they know? Well, I don't care what they know. Then you're losing what God set up. Because God says you're predictable if you're made in his image and he is predictable. He's predictable. We got to be the same person. But we can't come in and confessing the word one day and then Friday night we're in the bar acting totally different around other people. One way on Friday night, another way on Sunday morning. I tell everybody that's in this ministry that's associated with any of the discipleship ministries that we have, Friday night is just as important to me as Monday morning. How you're operating on Monday morning will that doesn't impress me when everybody else is around and you're operating the same way everybody else. What are you doing on Friday night? See, without God, our lives and our world are so unpredictable. And when you take, come on, this is good. When you take God out of our society, then you have a society that's unpredictable. And you got to remove guns, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. What I haven't heard one time is you remove God and then you take all predictability out. And then 50-some people will get shot at a concert. See, when you remove God, it's unpredictable. When you take God out of schools, don't be surprised at anything that goes on there. Because all predictability is a result of a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we're made in His image, come on, church, I'm here. You got to hear me today. If we are made in His image, then we are going to be looked at as predictable. And I know that my kids are the same in your house as they would be this house. I can do this over here because God's people are predictable. The sad thing is, I'm seeing a society where people claim the name of Jesus, but Friday nights, they're not claiming the name of Jesus. And we're living a life like we're unpredictable. And if we're going to receive and be recipients of the promises of God, we can't lose our predictability. Psalm 50, 15, verse 4, God changes not. James 1, 17, God never changes or casts a shifting shadow. I like that verse. You take God out of life and you can expect an unpredictable life. You take God out of your life, and you can just expect that life, you're not going to know what's going to happen. I'm not saying that bad things don't happen to good people. They do. But the end result is the consistency of the promises of God. And that's what we stand on, is the predictability. Come on, people can see you going through a tough time, and people are going to watch you. But are they predicting how you're going to act? You can bet they are. And it's going to be based on what they've saw the last 3 years is what they're going to see out of you in the future. So let's right now start predicting that the next 3 years I'm predictable. Young people, nobody needs to wonder what you're thinking or how you're going to act. Nobody needs to wonder because you're going to act according to the word. I'm going to act according to what God has said. And see, then we can have peace. We can have health. We can have normality when Jesus is Lord and we quit imposing our mood swings on our whole family. Come on. We can't be going home and being one person and then going to church on Sunday. Greetings. Bless y'all. Nice to see you today. And then your kids are scared to get back in the car with you. We gotta be predictable. We need families that are predictable. And that all comes from serving and lining up with a predictable God. A predictable God. Did y'all get anything out of that this morning?
For more information about all that is happening here at Christian Ministries Church, visit cmchurch.net or like us on Facebook, Christian Ministries Church, Southwest Missouri. Have a very blessed day.